Das ist eine ganz besondere Woche für unseren Gast hier. Eine Woche, wo wichtige Dinge für sie passieren. Zum einen hat sie Geburtstag am Donnerstag. Zum anderen erscheint am Donnerstag auch ihre EP. Und das ist eine Ausnahme. Nicht normalerweise erscheinen Alben ja immer Freitag. Hier hat man eine Ausnahme gemacht. Also sie macht sich selbst ein Geschenk damit. Kommt aus den Niederlanden. Wir haben sie hier schon so ein bisschen erlebt und haben gemerkt, wie viel Fantasie, Power, Energie in ihrer Musik, in ihrem Wesen auch steckt. Das ganze Projekt insgesamt ist ihr Soloprojekt Cloud Cuckoo. Und sie ist heute Abend bei uns. Juri! Hi and welcome. Good to see
hello.
You.
Hello, hello.
And hi to your band. Hello.
Thank you.
Also Juri versteht Deutsch sehr gut.
Sehr gut.
Und ich werde versuchen, Deutsch zu fragen, aber du kannst natürlich dann Englisch antworten oder auch...
Let's not do that.
Yeah, that's what's our idea. Okay, let's change it. Let's start from the beginning.
Yeah, let's do it in English.
It's no problem. Yeah, first of all, how would you describe this project, EP, and this project, this new project? Because I think what I heard and what I understood is very personal, and you're really open, and you're really telling us stories about you, about your suffering, your joy of life, or about everything.
Yeah. Yeah, it is really personal, and I feel like this EP really represents me just getting to enjoy it more and more, because I call my music danceable depression. At least that's what I call the genre. And it used to be just like minor chords with danceable rhythms. And I feel like now it's really me getting to learn how to dance with the hard stuff. Yeah. It's a bit cliche, but it does feel like that. I've had a blast making these songs and like writing about hard stuff and like screaming in the studio.
Yeah, and you will scream as well here.
Yeah, I mean, if the people are up for it, we're gonna scream like crazy. I mean, at least I'm gonna do it.
But we can join you. Also, die Frage war eben nach dieser EP, die ja doch sehr persönlich ist, was die Lieder betrifft, die Inhalte betrifft, also die Ausdrucksweise. Und da sagt sie, ja, es ist schon so. Also, sie hatte diese Genre erfunden, by the way, I love this, also tanzbare Depression. Das ist so das Genre. Das
sounds even better in German.
Ja, it sounds even better. Also, das hat sie ja so erfunden und das ist eben wirklich so. Also, es ist der Versuch, vielleicht auch ein Klischee, aber sie macht es eben wirklich... ja, die Schmerzen, das Leiden immer wegzutanzen, mit dem Tanzen, mit dem Rhythmus, diese Dinge auch loszuwerden vielleicht. Und vielleicht kannst du auch beschreiben, was so deine musikalischen Wurzeln sind, was deine bestimmte Ausdrucksweise ist. Ich meine, wenn du schreibst, wenn du Dinge dann auch für dich ausdenkst, denkst du auch an bestimmte Vorbilder, are there some role models, something that is free, some impact in your music? What do you like very much so? What are you listening to?
What kind of artists I'm listening to? I would say Chapel Roan, Girl in Red, Florence and the Machine. Mainly female artists, actually. Yeah. Yeah, I like the ones that are raging a bit. Mostly female artists, like indie alternative artists. Mm-hmm. Chloe Slater is someone I came up, found a couple weeks ago. I think she does amazing stuff as well. But also I grew up listening to Paramore, Arctic Monkeys, Franz Ferdinand, a lot of men still. I've been switching.
Ja, ja. Ich muss die Namen, glaube ich, nicht alle wiederholen, kann ich auch gar nicht. Aber es waren vor allem Frauen, weibliche Künstlerinnen, aber durchaus ein paar Männer. Also sie geht da mal hin und her und es sind unterschiedliche Einflüsse. They all heard the names. So what about your personal music style? You said dance the pain away, something like that. Maybe we could describe it that way. But on the other hand, something like a contradiction between the sentence and the form.
Yeah. Yeah, I think it is. It does have a lot of contradictions. Also because I, like, in my live show today, we're playing in a very small setting, but when it's with a band, it's like, it goes from really small to really bombastic. And, like, stuff is really funny, but also there's a lot of vulnerable stories and storytelling in my music. I also tell a lot of, like, very raw stuff during the show. But then also we joke about it. Mm. So I'm always trying to balance this humor and vulnerability thing.
Yeah, that's a great thing at comedy, that comedy can do that. Well, to find the balance. Also ich habe noch gesagt, es ist so eine Art Widerspruch ja irgendwie auch. Also wenn sie solche Inhalte besingt, wenn es eben auch wirklich um sehr tiefe, auch sehr schmerzhafte Dinge geht und dann aber eigentlich auch eine Musik, die ganz anders ist. Und dann sagt sie, genau das ist der Widerspruch. Also es gibt viele Widersprüche in ihrer Musik. Und wir haben jetzt hier die Band, die ist sonst noch viel größer, viel mehr Leute. Und da geht es auch richtig ab. und da erzählt sie auch ziemlich raue Sachen während des Konzerts. Und auf der anderen Seite, it's so strange that I know that you can follow me. Is the translation okay or not? You have that look.
I mean, I just said it in English, so I can kind of follow.
Und also das ist schon das Grundprinzip, also immer wieder mit Heiterkeit, mit Spaß, was ja gute Komödie ausmacht, finde ich, dann die Dinge auch zu beschreiben. So, last question, what are you going to play for us right now? It's of course not the whole EP, but...
No, not the entire EP. Some songs that are on there. Call You Out. We're starting off with Call You Out. Then we're going to play one of my favorite songs ever, Bad Therapy.
Yeah,
I actually wrote it with Sarah Hartman, who's here
Sarah,
with me.
Hi, Sarah.
As well.
Hi, hello.
She's an amazing, amazing artist. And we've been having so much fun writing this. And now I'm in Berlin. I can also play it live with her. And also, let's give a big up for Ruhl on the drum machine today.
Yeah, true.
We're going to play a couple songs of the EP. And also one song that's not released yet.
Mm-hmm. This is a premiere for us. Great.
It is.
Fantastic. It is. And they all have been created here in Berlin? Is it really the city of Berlin?
I mean, I have been traveling a lot lately, but all of them are recorded. The entire EP is recorded here in Berlin. I moved here in 2022 for a couple of months. I found my producer, Francis, and we've been working on a bunch of things. And this EP is kind of like the new face of everything that I've been working on in Berlin. So it's like full circle being back here.
Yeah, yeah. That's a great honor for us, I have to tell you. Thank you so much for being here. Thank you for this concert. I can't wait now to listen to your music.
Thank you. Thank you.
Laut Kuckuck, jetzt gleich. Bitte so lange klatschen, bis Juri da vorne. Ja, Juri, you can go there. Wir brauchen jetzt so ein bisschen eine kleine Umbaupause. Also ich sag mal so, das Kleid zum Beispiel, also wer sich morgen die Fotos ansieht bei uns im Netz, ist sensationell. Besteht aus lauter kleinen so Plättchen. Paletten sind das eigentlich gar nicht. Ne? Das sind wirklich so zusammengesetzte, funkelnde Plättchen. Es sieht fantastisch aus. Das nur mal ganz am Rande. Bisschen Modekritik muss ja auch erlaubt sein an diesem Abend. So, jetzt bitte a big applause again for Laut Kuckuck.
Should Thank you so much. This is so much fun. I was honestly really nervous. I was really chill, but then Mina came up to me and she was like, there's so many people listening and it's sold out. And I was like, oh, nice. thank you for being here. Thank you so much for having me. We're gonna play another song that's on the EP. And funny little story, this is about the time I went into therapy. And in Holland, the waiting lists are super long. And I came up until this point where I was like, I really need some help and I want to talk to someone. And I got a phone call by someone from the healthcare center. And he was doing the intake of the intake of the intake. And he was asking me the most personal questions in the most impersonal way, like he was chopping off a grocery list. And at the end of the conversation, he was like, you know, I also don't know, but you might have a personality disorder. And I was like, what is that? What's a personality disorder? And he was like, well, the next one's on the line, so you're gonna have to Google that. And this is where the fun comes in, because I went to Sarah with this story, rewrote something about bad therapy that we unfortunately had to experience both. But instead of grieving the bad therapy, we started screaming in the studio. So there's a part in this song where everyone screams. And I would love to do it with you guys. Also, if you're listening, if you're in the car, if you're in, I don't know where you are, listening to the radio, think about someone or something that pisses you off deeply. And I promise you, this is the best therapy session of your life. So there's a part in the song where I'm gonna count down. One, two, three, four. And then it would be amazing if everyone would wanna scream with us. This song is on the next EP, the new EP, La La Land, and it's called Bad Therapy.
Would you say you're independent? Can you stand being alone? Would you say you're very social or glued up to your phone? Tell me, what are you afraid of? Are you currently in love? Oh, name a thing that makes you happy. You ever had suicidal thoughts? Fisherman, I'm gonna wish you well. Honestly, do you have reoccurring dreams? What's the source of your anxiety? Have you tried getting more sleep? Let's talk about violation. How did that make you feel? You should set some boundaries. You ever been pregnant with a seal? Fisherman, I'm gonna wish you well. Honestly, I gotta help myself. You've been fucking with my mental. Fisherman, you can go to hell. It's no good for me. You and your bad therapy. Doctor, 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 what's the prognosis? I've been left alone with a diagnosis. Doctor, 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 can we fix it? I'm feeling hopeless. Am I just too broken? Fisherman, I'm gonna wish you well. therapy.
Thank you so much.